Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and good evening. Welcome to the Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast. Heard every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Right here on blogtalkradio.com, Full Gospel House of Prayer. Every Tuesday night. If you would like to send in an email, email us at fghprayer@yahoo.com. That's fghprayer@yahoo.com. It's now time for the Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast.
Minister Jerome.
Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we just praise you, O Father. O Father, you are doing such a beautiful and wonderful thing. We thank you for this word that's about to come forth. We thank you for this word providing wisdom, providing strength, providing direction, O Father. Father, we thank you that this word is going out and will not return back void, but will accomplish that what it has been sent out to do tonight. We ask that you will open up the ears, the hearts, and the minds of your people that is on this line to receive the word. Father, I ask that you would drive out any kind of distraction that would take away from the word, and we ask that your anointing would flow over this line. And we thank you and we praise you for it, Father. For Lord, you said in your word, the steps of a good man are ordered by you. Father, we thank you for ordering our steps tonight. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Sister Trelinda.
Good evening and welcome everyone to our Full Gospel House of Prayer Tuesday night prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how you can reach out to us. We also have a service on Wednesday nights, and our Wednesday night prayer line number is 916-588-9688. And that begins at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Then during our once-a-month in-person Sunday service, you can listen to the entire church service live on that same 916 number. You can also write in your prayer request to Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. Or feel free to email at fghprayer@yahoo.com. You can also submit your prayer request on our website, and that's fullgospelhouse.org. Our social media platforms are Facebook, and that's FGH Prayer, Sacramento, California, and our Twitter is FGH Prayer. We are planning our next in-person service for Sunday, July 10th. Our in-person services begin at 12:30, and mask wearing is appreciated. We will be meeting inside of Christ Unity Baptist Church, 1320 L as in Love Street in the city of Modesto, California, 95354. We enter in the rear. We are continuing to use Zelle through Bank of America to support the ministry with tithes and offerings. It is very simple. You will log into your account and then type in Full Gospel House of Prayer. We are linked with that email address, which is again fghprayer@yahoo.com. If you are using the P.O. box to send in your tithes and offerings, please feel free to continue to do so. And now Sister Penny has a special announcement.
Thank you, Sister Trelinda. Yes, the special announcement is that this coming Sunday. Hello? Okay. This coming Sunday, we have another exaltation that someone else has been called to do. So we will be on the 916 prayer line number at 1:30, June 26th. That's this coming Sunday at 1:30. We are asking for everyone to come out, if you can, to show your support for this person who has been called to do their exaltation unto the Lord, if you can. And afterwards, Pastor will pray for the saints. Again, this coming Sunday, June 26th at 1:30 on the 916 prayer line number, if you can come out and show your support for this person, greatly appreciated. You guys came out for mine. I thank you for it, and let's do the same for this person. Thank you, and God bless, and back to Sister Trelinda.
It is now time for our testimonies. Please keep your testimonies under 2 minutes or less, and please mute your phone when you're not speaking. Thank you.
Do anyone have a testimony?
Well, yes, this is Sister Trelanda. I have a testimony. Pastor, you prayed for my brother about getting into a program or some type of housing on Friday. Well, after you prayed, about 20 minutes later, I called my brother, and he told me that he had just got accepted into a transitional housing, and the program is going to help him get on his feet, get employment, and try to get, like, permanent housing. So God really heard your prayer and moved quick. And then another testimony, I did start my new shift today, and I started at 6:30 this morning, got off at 3, and it was just perfect. I'm energetic. I'm not overwhelmed or tired, so I thank God for that. And my last testimony is I had a doctor's appointment on Monday, and the doctor did my vitals. Everything was perfect. My blood pressure was so perfect. It was like 123 over a 79. And it was perfect, and it just reassures me that God is keeping me healthy. I don't have my blood pressure. And I just thank God. Amen.
We're going to bind up the distraction. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for the blood of Jesus to rebuke the distraction, that there will be nothing to interfere, that the testimonies will come forth by faith. The blood cover this line. Do anyone else have a testimony?
I do. I have a couple testimonies. Jerome Ray is not able to, he's on a prayer line. He's listening in, but he's not able to do the verbal testimony. One of his friends was in a head-on collision this past Saturday, and he's alive. He made it through. He's alive. And he, of course, his body has gone through some trauma, but he just wants to give all the glory and all the greatness of what God has done, which is keeping his friend alive. So we thank God for that. Also, my testimony is that God is so good. The shut-in, oh, my goodness. God moved in that shut-in. Look, saints, I'm just gonna be very real with you. We only spent 14 hours. Technically speaking, we only spent 14 hours. That's all we spent in the shut-in, and that's all we gave to God. That was it, 14 hours. That's all he required of us at that moment in time, not 3 days and three nights, but just 14 hours. And when I look at it, that's not a lot of time to give to God. And it was just a handful of people there. And my heart, you know, I wish I had seen more of you because you guys do testimony after testimony saying how much you love God. And my goodness, you know, 14 hours, that's just not a lot of time to just, you know, sacrifice and to give to God. But I'm going to tell you something. Those people who came, it was only a handful of us. It was me, sir. It was Jerome P. It was Jerome Ray, and it was Sister White. That was it, and that was all. And then also, Pastor's daughter and granddaughter, Brooke, came. And so I just think, and Shantae is her daughter, and Brooke is her granddaughter. They both also came to the shut-in. So what I'm saying is that, you know, when God calls a shut-in, which he did, he called this one, not Pastor Smith in the flesh. She didn't call it, but God called it. When God calls it, he tells us to run. We got to run to him. And if we're testifying about the greatness of him, saints, let's just run to him every time. And so I want to just praise God for what he did for us in that shut-in. It was so powerful. If you've never gone to a shut-in, I pray that we will have another shut-in before the end of this year. If not next year, I pray that you run and you come, because it was so powerful. He moved in that shut-in, and I just can't tell you everything that happened, but I just thank God and I praise him for all the things that he is doing and all the miracles that we're going to see over the people that he had us to pray for.
Do anyone else have a testimony? If there isn't any more testimony, we're going to go into the Word of God. Father, I thank you. I ask that thou will breathe upon this word tonight and cause this word to come alive. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for the breath of God to blow now by faith in Jesus' name. You have your Bibles. Will you please turn to the book of Isaiah, the 7th chapter, verse 14, and Luke 10, verses 1 through 11. Again, Isaiah, the 7th chapter, verse 14, Luke 10, 1 through 11. Get those two books, could you please? Amen.
Amen.
This word is about appointed time with destiny. And just like Sister Penny said, it was appointed by God, not by the flesh. And there are times in our lives that we are created to fulfill a special destiny. I'm talking about the saints of God. God is so wonderful. He chooses us. He sets up the assignment. He sets up the time because he sees those abilities and those skills and those things you have that he have given to you. So it's his choice, not our. We can't make the decision. God make the decision about us. He sets up the time. And there's two things that many don't realize when it comes to destiny appointment. Time is one, and willing is one. And you can see by the word of God. And destiny is, we don't know when God's going to call for that appointment. We don't know because it's God's choice. And time is about events in our lives, past, present, and future, plans that God has set up, that God has scheduled about our lives. And those things that are set up by God, I'm talking about destiny time tonight, appointment with destiny, those things going to move like the Holy Spirit desired to move. Opportunities are going to open up. Things going to break forth, just like Tolanda's testimony. That was in the shedding. God anointed me to call special people to pray for them individual. And he had me to call Tralanda because God showed me he gonna open a door for her brother because he has been incarcerated. And I'm so concerned about people being incarcerated under the system because if God opened doors for them, they keep going back and forth to jail because the system is set up against them because of felonies, and it's just hard. And it takes the Holy Spirit to go in that place. So he was on my mind, in my heart. And God said, call Tralanda and pray the prayer of faith that God opened up a door immediately for her brother so he could become self-sufficient. So he won't go back into a place of incarceration. And God heard that prayer on Friday. It was prayed on Friday. God heard that prayer on Friday. And he has had me call. It wasn't just about a handful of people, just a few people. He placed in my spirit to call them and to agree. Because it's a destiny call. So many don't realize the time, the things that happen around them, the course of their lives, and the direction that God himself is moving their lives in. And so it's all about God's timing, not ours. Now, we always have our timing. Nothing wrong with timing. That's a foolish person. Don't do that. But when it's God timing, an event that God has set up for you, God should be in that course in your affairs because it's about your future. But you have to be willing. You're going to see this by the word of God tonight. You have to be willing. You have to respond and yield to God. You have to be in a place where you're not predisposed. You have to be in a place where you're ready. You're willing, no complaints. You're just a happy camper. Because you know God's going to do something. And so what God is doing in this hour, because of the times we're living in, there are those with special assignments and special ability, a special situation they're going to go through and be in. They're going to be willing. Now, willing is not easy. Willing is not easy because the enemy can always bring something up in your mind that you just have to do. Willing is not easy. I'm not saying it's easy. No, it's not easy. But it's, you know that you know in your spirit that God is doing something in this hour. You don't know all the details because he don't give you that. But God hasn't had an open appointment. It was God's plan. It was details that God had set up. It was God's decree. It was an appointment by God. But like I said, there's two things, timing and willing. It's so important, especially in the time we're living in now, to be on God's schedule, on his plan, on his appointment, on the course he has set up, and the direction and movement he's moving in. We're going to begin with Isaiah 7 and 14, please.
And it reads, therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and call his name Emmanuel.
Jesus had an appointment to be born, saints of God. I'm talking about time tonight. It was a destiny call on Jesus to be born, an event that had to come to pass. It was prophesied in Isaiah. Isaiah prophesied it, a man of God. It was an event. It was an appointment by God, an appointment with destiny that Jesus to be born. It was something that, it was a movement of God. It was a course of God. It was about the future. It was a schedule that was set up by God. You got to get this tonight, because so many have their own thing. They're predisposed with so much. But God is not involved in it. But this was totally an appointment with destiny for Jesus to be born. It was prophesied. That prophecy was fulfilled in the book of Matthew. You can write it down, Matthew 1, verse 18. It was fulfilled prophecy. Jesus came forth. The prophecy was fulfilled. It was accomplished. It came about. And so that's what the testimony with Talanda, it came about. And my daughter, they came in by 12. Spirit of God had me to pray for her. It came to pass a few hours later. She came to my house and she said, Mom, God gave me a miracle. God performed a miracle for her in less than a few hours because she had need of that miracle. During that time, thanks to God, I'm talking about time tonight, but she sacrificed. Brooke stayed up, alert. They didn't come in there looking sleepy and tired. They was rushing in that place. They rushed in there, not sleeping, not tired. It's a happy spirit over them. They came in there with a glad spirit. God got involved in their affairs. A few hours later, I was preparing to go to sleep. Knock on my door. I received my miracle. The miracle came forth in less than a few hours. And that's what God is doing in this hour, because it is an assignment by God. It's set up by God. It's something that God has chosen to do, an event in our lives, in our future, that God wills to happen. It was fulfilled for Jesus. It was prophesied. The prophecy was fulfilled. But God brought it about. He said it. It happened. It came to pass. It's about God fulfilling it. God caused it to come into the effect. God causes prophecy to be accomplished. God is the one that bring it about. God brought it about. To learn the hours were changed. It was prophecy. God changed. There was someone else wanting those hours, but the Holy Spirit got involved in her affairs. Spoke to her and said, someone else wanted those hours, but this, you're getting these hours. Because God is in our affairs, saints of God. And it's all about time, talking about the timing of God, and none of us know when God is preparing a call on your life. It's an opportunity that God brings about. It's something that God opened. He sees your future much better than you and I. He sees your future, saints of God. You think you see the future, but God created you. He created the future. He created the future. Every event in your life, God created it. Then you have to be willing. Willing and prepared to do something. You got to respond when God move over you. You have to come in a submissive spirit. You have to yield to God with no complaints. Whatever you have planned, you drop your plans. And you allow God to take you over. That means you submit, you yield. And I promise you, anyone yield to God and submit to God, God's going to get involved in your affairs. We're going to begin now in Luke 10, 1 through 11. This is long, but it's so needful tonight. Luke 10, 1 through 11, please.
And it reads, after these things, the Lord appointed other.
All right, wait a minute, hold on. Who appointed? The Lord appointed. Come on.
Other 70 also, and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place whither he himself would come. Therefore said he unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. Go your way. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. Carry neither purse, nor scrip, nor shoe, and salute no man by the way. And into whatsoever house ye enter, first say, peace be to this house. And if the Son of Peace be there, your peace shall rest upon it. If not, it shall turn to you again. And in the same house he remained, eating and drinking such things as they give, for the laborer is worthy of his hire. Go not from house to house. And into whatsoever city ye enter, they receive you. Eat such things as are set before you, and heal the sick that are there within, and say unto them, the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. But into whatsoever city ye enter, and they receive you not, go your way out into the street of the same, and say, even the very dust of your city, which cleaveth on us, we do wipe off against you. Notwithstanding, be ye sure of this, that the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you.
This is wrapping it up. Jesus chose others. After the 12, he chose these 70. And this was an appointment by God. It was even other than the 12 disciples. The Lord, he was sent. And he chose them for ministry. Because he desired them to work for him. But he was saying, you go out to the harvest because I want you to fish. I want you to plant. And he wanted them to know, I am with you. Prayer must be the foundation of which the harvest is gathered, saints of God. Prayer is the foundation of the harvest. And Jesus is with us in the midst of the wolves. Wherever Jesus sent someone to work in the harvest, he's with them, even though they're going to be surrounded with wolves. The wolves are not going to destroy you. God is with you. He's saying, don't worry about stuff and things. God's going to provide. That's in the fourth chapter. And in the fifth chapter, he said, a blessing is promised by the Lord to anyone that aids those who is called to carry out the work of the cross. Anyone. This is a promise, saints of God, in the fifth verse. God gives a blessing to anyone. Anyone who aids those who is called to carry out the work of the cross. God gonna bless you. He's, in the sixth verse, he said, blessing is given from God to them who serve. Anyone that comes to hinder to stop the blessings of God, don't get the blessing. Those that hinder the things of God, don't get the blessing. But it's given to those who serve. You're going to be hindered. Believe me, they're going to be hindered. It's going to be sent out against you because they don't want the gospel to be taken forth by the Spirit of the Word, by God. And money is never the option for the call of God. It's never about money. It's about soul. He said, and the son will not receive the gospel. That's in verse 8. He said, don't complain. But thank God for those that shall receive. There are those that you're going to minister to. They're not going to receive it. This is word. Don't complain. Thank God for the one that will receive. And this is so important, the ninth verse. These are the blessings, physical and spiritual blessings, to those that are sent to those places that you are received. If you are received, the Lord gonna bless that place. Why? Because God is keeping a record. But it's a woe to any who rejects Christ. It's not about us. It's all about Jesus sending us out. You're going to be in the midst of wolves. There are going to be things that God will have to provide for you. Don't look to people. But then there are those who are going to aid you in doing the works of God. There are some who are not. Then there are some who's going to be hindrance to you. There are those who will not. There are some who are going to receive the message. There are some that will not. This is all a part of harvest, saints of God. When you send out, these things shall happen. But God is saying in his word, I am with you. Whosoever will, let them come. God is not begging. The door is open. Whosoever will, let them come. Because he opened up the doors. He's in control of time. And if you don't have time, it's okay, saints of God. This is what the word of God, if they don't receive the message, if they don't receive God's timing, he's saying don't complain. You do what you're supposed to do because I'm with you. You're going to have hindrance. There are those who are not going to receive you. There are those who are going to fight you. There are those who are going to hate you. There are those going to support you. But the most important person that will be with you is the Lord Jesus. He's going to provide. He's going to open every door. He's going to do everything to keep you, saints of God. When you're not what? Predisposed. When you are submissive. When you submissive and yielding just mean obedient. You're responding to what God's will. And that means whatever he sends you. And some people have a problem with that. And some are not going to receive. When you say God is sending me here, there, or wherever, don't try to explain anything to anyone. It's about you and God. I've learned that the hard way. I stopped trying to explain anything to people. I do not do it anymore. If you're led by the Spirit, you are sons of God. And those that are close to you sometimes are your worst enemy. That means family and friends. Because they're going to begin to question you. They're going to begin to ask, why are you doing this? You get snared when you try to explain, because they're going to come where it's going to be a heated argument, and that's not God, because he's not into debate. I had to learn that the hard way. But as time goes on, because time's going to continue to progress, and if those people are alive, they're going to see that you were moved by the Spirit, and that you were on God's timing. But you don't have to explain anything to anyone, thanks of God. And the most important thing is to know when you are among hindrance and among wolves and among Judas, God is in the midst of all of this. You are not alone. Because these things shall happen. It happened with Jesus. Everyone is not going to agree with you. Everyone is not going to march to the beat that you're marching to. Everyone is not going to be on the same base that you're on. But as long as you are on the timing of the Lord Jesus, as long as you know I'm on schedule, as long as you know I'm being directed by God, it's a movement of God. God is with you. And when they don't receive you, he's going to shake the dust off your feet. God's going to deal with that place. You're not going to deal with you. Just shake the dust and leave that thing alone. When it's time for you to be move in a new direction, he's going to guide you. He's going to move you into that new direction where someone's going to receive, where someone's going to aid. Why? Because he said this place is not agreeing with the word. So I'm moving you out of this place, and I'm placing you in a place where my word is going to go forth, and someone's going to receive, someone's going to aid, someone's going to help, and they're going to get blessed. This is what the word of God said. I'm going to bless them. God is the one that gives out the blessing. But those that hinder the gospel, God deals with those individuals. Those that are wolves sent out to devour, God keep a record of all of that, thanks of God. This is now it's more important than ever before. Destiny time, an appointment that God has set up for your future. Breakthroughs and opening opportunities. And I'm encouraging you tonight, if you're willing and obedient, the word of God says you shall eat the good of the land. A willing person responds. Nobody has to push them through the door. They walk in freely. They walk in happy. They walk in contented because they are yielded. They walk in ready. And the Bible said there's few. This is what the word of God said. There's few that's willing to do that. They want everything set up. It got to be convenient. It got to be the right timing for them. Everything got to be so right in their eyes. But it's never right. When Jesus came forth, you think everything was all right? Everything was in turmoil. There was a king designed to kill him. It was his mom went through, his dad went through. Nothing was right, saints of God. Nothing was right by the eyes of the world. It was turmoil. Nothing was right. But you think that appointment was not fulfilled? It was fulfilled because it was prophesied. So the word is encouraging you tonight. When you let go, when you yield, when you submit and respond to the call of God. Now, it may not look right. It may not feel right. It's not about feeling. It's not about what things appear to be. but it's according to God's timing, thanks to God. Not our timing. According to, believe me, it ain't going to be set up to look right. All God wants is someone yielding and willing. The disciples was willing. They was yielded. And God sent them out because, see, God knows our heart like no one else because he created the heart. And when he made a choice of choosing disciples, he knew them. He knew that they was willing, that they was submitted, and they was going to respond to him. Now, everyone's not going to do it. That's what he said. There's plenty out there, but there's few laborers. I'm not talking about the big names and how things appear to look so bright. Mm-mm-mm. It has nothing to do about harvest work. You just read what harvest work is about. Few people gonna move by the timing of God. There's going to be hindrance. There's going to be wolves. You have to look to God to provide. Some will receive. Some will reject. There will be hindrance. But in the midst of all of this, God said, I'm keeping a record, but I'm with you. But I'm keeping a record in heaven. There's a document. He said, but I'm with you. That means that whatever that seemed difficult, whatever situation you may have to go through, the challenge you may face, God will be with you. God will strengthen you. And God will give you the ability. And he will make sure that it's working for you because he's in the midst of you, saints of God. And so it was a destiny call. It was like a shut-in I've never been in before. And I know that I know by faith that God is going to fulfill. It will be accomplished by God. God's going to bring it about. And God's going to bring it to pass because it's nothing by flesh and blood. It's all about the timing of the Lord Jesus. And we're in such a time as this where God is moving in situations that many times we're off. And we can't see so clearly. But we need to be led by the Holy Spirit, saints of God. Why? Because God's plan is over our lives. He's in our affairs. It's a decree that he's made about your life, a divine decree, that God said, I will cause it to accomplish. He did it for Jesus. And there was many things that tried to stop Jesus, but it was fulfilled by the mouth of God, and it was accomplished, saints of God. I'm in peace because I know it's done. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight?
I do.
Yes, Pastor
Smith. It's Dee Dee.
Yeah.
Okay, I heard a few voices. Okay, who need prayer tonight?
Hi, Pastor Smith. This is Dee Dee. I'm just requesting for prayer tonight, please.
Okay. Anyone else tell me the prayer?
Yes, Pastor Smith. This is Mrs. Shirley.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I would like a special prayer tonight for me, and I am so grateful to God that I submitted my prayer request to you during the shut-in, because if the Lord so lead, I'll share with you shortly the crisis that he got me through while you all were in prayer. And I truly thank God that you all were in prayer and that you were praying over me and mine, because I will share the testimony shortly with you. Thank God for all that prayed in the shut-in. I bless you and thank you for it.
Do anyone else have need of prayer?
Yes, I do.
OK.
Okay.
Yes, Pastor, this is Sister Dockery. I just asked for prayer for me.
Would anyone else have need a prayer?
Pastor, this is Sister Yvonne, and I want to thank you for the prayer that you prayed over me in the shut-in, because it is working and the enemy is trying to stop me from telling it, but I've got to tell it, and thank you. And could you just keep praying for me, Pastor? Thank you.
Thank the Lord. Do anyone else have need of prayer?
I do, Pastor. My insurance won't cover my the asthma inhaler that I've been using since into the mainland. And so they've been switching me on different kind of asthma medicines, this and that. It is so bad. None of it is working. And so my SATs, my O2 SATs went down to 77% last night while I was at work. So I gave myself a Duoneb, but my lungs still hurt. And every time I cough, I feel like my ribs are broken, but they're not. It's just, okay, that's it. Thank you.
Anyone else have need of prayer?
Yes, Pastor, I just wanted to remind you of Brother Ray's friend, Nate, who was in a head-on collision. He just needs prayer for healing in his body.
Okay. Anyone else have need of prayer? There isn't more prayer requests. This is an assignment, thanks to God. An appointment with destiny. A specific time, a special assignment, and special situation appointed by God. You must get this, appointed by God. These events are appointed by God. It's on God's schedule, not ours. It's on His timing, not ours. It's the date set up by God before He was born. That's how it was with Jesus. Before He was born, a time was set up. This is so important. So many religious people don't get it. Don't get it. God wants you to get it tonight. Humans can't control time. Humans can't control events. They think they can. Humans can't control the future. They can't control God's schedule. They can't control God's opportunity for you. They can't control what God is opening for you. Impossible. They cannot control your affairs, saints of God. It's a movement by the Holy Spirit that set up every event in your life is set up by God, not humans. If it was so, human would never open doors for you. Humans would never allow you to have opportunities or breakthroughs. But it's not controlled by humans. It's controlled by the Holy Spirit, as it was in the book of Isaiah. It was God's timing. It was an event set up by God. It was a movement of God. This is an hour. It's a movement by the Holy Spirit that no one has control over. And all God wants is a people that will respond to the movement, submit to the movement, yield to the movement, be obedient. And the word of God said there's not many going to do that. Harvest is plentiful. Labors are few. Prayer must be the foundation. The harvest is gathered. Prayer is a foundation, saints of God. And who is with us? In the midst of all that's around you, the great shepherd is with you. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for that appointment we had on Friday. That you moved supernaturally, God. That you had, it was nothing but a few people. You say, call these few people. Because it's destiny time for them. It's a time that I'm going to bring about a change. It's a time that I have a special assignment over their lives. I don't care what the challenges they're facing, the difficulties they're going through. I'm the enabler because it's their timing. And God, I was yielded because I heard you, Father. Can you say, I'm going to cause this thing to happen? because as Jesus was prophesied, it was all about time. God fulfilled it. It was accomplished by God. He brought it about. And so, God, you're going to do this. Humans are not going to do this. These are events set up by God. And those that I call, you know who you are. I want you to thank God. I want you to praise the Lord. I want you to receive it. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it feels like. That's not faith. You're going to believe God. You're going to stand on the promises of God that he spoke over your life. You're going to see God fulfill it. The just must live by faith. It's by faith that you're going to see the manifestation, meaning the affirmation of what God has spoken. God shall do it because it's your timing. These events shall come because the Lord has spoken to you, and he's the one that shall fulfill it. Father, I thank you for the ones that you had me to call personally in the shut-in, that I don't care what they're facing. Now, Dee Dee, you're one of those people. I don't care what the challenge are. I don't care what the difficulties. You're going to bring it about. And she has a special appointment, God. I ask by faith, God. You sent all the resources that Sister Dee Dee needs. You set up everything, God. Let it fall subject to your plan, God, because it's something special that you shall bring about in this woman's life. Resources come from the north, south, from the east, and from the west. Schedule comes subject to the Holy Ghost plan over the event. Everything must bow to the name of the Lord Jesus. And God, I thank you tonight. You're in the midst of everything. And God, you shall fulfill it for Sister Dee Dee. You shall accomplish it for her. You're going to produce it, Father. There will be no lack, God. I send the word of God to bring the increase. Spirit of lack be stopped by the word of God. Supply every need in Jesus' name. And God, I thank you tonight that she's standing by faith. Faith does not make us ashamed. Faith goes and touches that thing that God speaks. I thank you for faith is moving in her life now, attaching itself to the things she have need of for this event in her life. Everything that does not line up with the event, the Spirit of God dislodges, the Spirit of God arrests, the Spirit of God brings to note. And God, I thank you for it, that it's done by faith. And God, I thank you tonight for the mercy of God is over Sister Shirley. You go and deal with her like no one else can deal with her, God. Reveal yourself to her for such a time as this, God. And I'm going to thank you for it in Jesus' name. I pray the same prayer for Sister Dockery, that the mercy of God go to her. Deal with her as like you never have dealt before, God. Go into those places and reveal yourself as never before. Spirit of God, I thank you that the Spirit of God will open up their minds to receive revelation from the Holy Spirit, a word from God for themselves. In Jesus' name, I thank you for Sister Yvonne, God, that the Spirit of God spoke to her. He moved over her. The Spirit of God has events in her life. I thank you for the preparation. I thank you for the doors that's open. I thank you for the schedule that she set up on to receive. I thank you for everything she has need of. Spirit of God, bring it about. I thank you that the spirit of healing is all around her, surrounding her, and everything that concerns her. That the Spirit of God subdue every demonic spirit that resides to work against the plan of God over Sister Yvonne. And that God, the supernatural hands of God, go and fight against anything that's fighting against her. And I thank you for the Spirit of God to overthrow the works of Satan by faith in Jesus' name.
And God, I thank you, Sister Maddie, place your hand on your throat. Father, I send the word of God to move in her lungs. Anything, God, that's hindered her lungs from operating the way you designed them, that's breathing. Father, I thank you for the Spirit of God, the healing virtues of Jesus going to those places, God, cause her lungs to operate the way God created them. That even though she don't have the insurance coverage, God, you cover her. I thank you, God, that the insurance comes up to this prayer. Whatever she had need of concerning coverage, God calls it to be available for her now. And I thank you for healing to go in her lungs, that she's breathing, her lungs is operating. There's nothing to restrict it, that the health of Jesus is in those lungs. I send your word now by faith. You say, I'm the Lord God that healeth thee. You sent your word to heal us and save us from destruction. I thank you for the spirit of healing to move in her body. And I call her well by faith in Jesus' name. I loose Proverbs 4:20-22 over her, God. Your word is medicine to our flesh. Let the word medicate her now in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for the mercy of God keeping this man alive in his accident head on. That God give him awakening. If he's not saved, draw him, Father. Awake him, O God. Circumcise his heart. Give him a heart of flesh to hear desire you, Father. I thank you, God, for the continued healing of Jesus over his body. That he go forth in recovery by faith. In the name of Jesus. And God, I thank you tonight that the Spirit of God will move in every place at this time of our lives, that the things that need to be fulfilled come into the effect, be achieved by the Holy Ghost. But God, this word is for those that are submissive, obedient, and yielded. Responding to the word of God. We are in an hour. Now we can't fake it. Do we make it? It's impossible to fake it. And Father, I thank you now that we all on a schedule, on a clock. Everyone is breathing God's breath. On a schedule, on a date. A beginning date and an ending date. A date that breakthroughs shall go forth, opening doors and opportunity. And a time it shall end. This is life. It's a schedule we're all on. And it's time as never before to be awakened, to know it's not our schedule any longer, that God is in control. If things are happening in our affairs, because it's God's timing, it's a move of God that government cannot stop, states cannot stop, presidents cannot stop, local government cannot stop, senators cannot stop. No counsel can stop, because this is the counsel of God. And every counsel that does not bow to God, God is bringing to naught in this hour. He's bringing to naught in this hour. But the counsel of God, which is his word, shall stand. And God, I thank you for it by faith, that is so in Jesus' name, that we want to be on your schedule, Holy Spirit. Awaken us out of deep sleep. Awaken our conscience, oh God, in our mind. We need the mind of Christ. And I thank you for it by faith in the name of Jesus. Be blessed. It's your timing that God has set up for you. Obey God. Submit to God, yield to God, and what happened? God get involved in your affairs, and he does what?
He bring it to pass. Be blessed. If you can be on the line tomorrow, I pray that you can. If you can't, be blessed. In Jesus' name, God bless you.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Thank you for listening. Pastor Beatrice Smith and the Full Gospel House of Prayer family would like to thank you for turning us on tonight. Listen every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Full Gospel House of Prayer. Send in your prayer requests at fghprayer@yahoo.com or give them a call, area code 515-602-9797. That's every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern. Full Gospel House of Prayer, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for listening.